is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot Whistleblower Radio, and very, very happy to be back in the USA, and very jet lagged. Sorry about this. I was going to say, USSR. That's the song, not the place. But at any rate, and I am going to be live tonight with Dr. John Waterman, who is joining us, and we are going to be live on Revolution Radio, simulcasting along with American Freedom Radio. So this is going to be a very exciting show. We're going to be touching on all the latest things that are going on, as well as some of the things that happened during my trip to India. Just gotten off a plane a few hours ago, have been traveling nonstop for over 24 hours. My plane time alone was 24 hours. So that means buses and going to and fro and waiting in airports and all the craziness that goes on with traveling, as people know, is way much more than that. So I am really seeing double and triple. But we are going to see if we can plow ahead here and cover some very interesting topics. I do want to direct people to the chat room, and I'm just in the process of getting that link up on the front page of Project Camelot so that people can go there. We are tweeting it as well and Facebooking it as I speak, I guess. My webmaster, Tommy Hansen, is sort of pitch hitting behind the scenes here, as he often does, with very little credit. But we are kind of making up for that slowly but surely. At any rate, so I just want to give him a little plug behind the scenes here. And so, Dr. Waterman, are you there?
I'm here. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing better.
Doing much- I'm sorry. Yes, you've had some an operation. Is that right?
Well, I've been fighting throat cancer.
It took
me off guard. Although, you know, that's the reason why I ended up in alternative medicine to start with, was because I lost about 15 of my family to cancer. So, I took that. Very arduous, hard path of learning that he didn't have plans to cure cancer. And that came from my two-year stint of working with the American Cancer Society, where one of the VPs said to me one day, "We don't have plans to cure cancer." I was so upset by it, I didn't even have time to get angry. I was just nauseated, and I walked out of that boardroom and never came back. So, yeah, I've got plaques. I've kept the plaques only to say, hey, I've been there. I got the t-shirt. I've done that, you know, for my contribution to the blah, blah, blah. And I just do that because, you know, there's not very many people that can actually say that the American Cancer Society said, we don't have plans to cure cancer. I mean, you know, it's just probably.
I hear you. You know, as we speak here, I am putting in the link to the chat room into your Skype so that you can also paste that wherever you need to, if at all possible. What that does is allow people to participate and to chat with each other during the broadcast, as well as ask us questions. And if we keep an eye on that, then we can both go to that page and, you know, let people know if they have topics they want us to discuss or just questions they want to ask. They can type the questions, I always say, in caps, all caps. That's the easiest way for us to be able to read them quickly and discriminate between the what's just chat between people and chat where people want to ask questions. So the chat room, again, is now posted on the front page of the Project Camelot .org site, so you can put in projectcamelot.org, and if you scroll down to the radio part, you will see where it says it's got a link to listen live to the broadcast, as well as to participate on the chat. And this is a new part of our forum that was just set up, so hopefully this will work, and I'm just going to say, sort of try that. And it, I guess it right now it's just calling me guest. So it doesn't, so far I don't know how to sign in. So Tommy, we need a way for people to sign in with their own name, because I guess it says member login. I don't know. And it looks like I have to be a member of this forum in order to do that. So I'm not sure how that works. I don't even know what my sign-in name. I'm going to sign in here, but I might be somebody else altogether. Okay, well, as long as people can sign up without being necessarily members of our forum, we'll probably be all right. So hopefully this will work. I don't know. If not, we'll have to try to go back to the old one. Does this work for people?
It works fine. People get right in. They don't need to register. They can just start chatting right away.
I know, but they need to have a name.
Well, for now, it's guest. If they want a name, you know.
If you want to use your name, you have to register. Let me see if it says my name, even though I register.
Being a member of Camelot Forum gives you perks.
Submit. Absolutely. Okay, he's being a true webmaster in the background there, and I guess you can hear him. So, let me say this, that India was absolutely fascinating, and the group I was traveling with was also fascinating in a variety of different ways, and can talk more about that depending on the questions you want to ask me if you have anything, and then also, I can talk about India. We spent time traveling really in a lot of different areas and going into temples, Sikh temples, Buddhist temples, Hindu temples. I mean, meditating. We created some stargates in specific places in and around India. And that's part of what the information that comes in through what are called the guardians to Ashiana Dean herself and directs her as to where the energies are best suited for creating these gates that will then allow sections of humanity to exit and go into other parts, other dimensions, and so on. So, John, tell me, are you paying attention to all the things that are going on out there? And can we also just kind of start off with maybe talking a little bit about what's going on in this in the Wall Street movement, the protests, et cetera? Because we've got people in Oakland. I heard tonight that Oakland is becoming very, very volatile. And I know certainly New York has been. I believe that the militia are also sort of stepping up.
Yeah, this is an interesting development because it's surprising a lot of people. And now there's a lot of, I should say the powers that be have been caught off guard with this, you know, broad base of support that they see that Occupy is getting. And so it's kind of caught them off guard. You know, they were thinking they had us dialectically brainwashed. Better than that. Well, it's not happened. You know, there's too many common causes or common reasons for us to be together. And, you know, there's certain things that have to happen for revolution to succeed. Now, I've kind of had that kind of information for many years, but there's two elements that have to happen. And this literally is a revolution. This is, you could call it a soft war. That's a term that they use, soft war, because there's no bullets. But it doesn't mean that there isn't money involved and property involved and assets involved and all the other kind of things. You know. So really we're talking about warfare here, a different kind of war. And it's against tyranny and the powers that be, you know. But for a revolution, whether it's a soft revolution or a hard one to succeed, there's two things that have to happen. One is the government where you're at, and this is global, so it just has to go where, you know, with where you're at. That government must be appear to be unjust, and that regardless of where you're coming from, it has to be viewed as a threat to the future of your nation. And I think that probably fits the bill in most of these locations where these people are manifesting. And I can tell you a little bit how this all started. And I don't know that very many people have heard the actual really deep bowels of where this all began and where it really started. Now, a lot of people are saying, you know, this is kind of organic. It's a ground through a crew thing. And it was. It is. But the other part of this is that there cannot be military leadership supporting the government against the people. Now, in some foreign countries besides the U.S., and some of them that are more third world countries, like in the Middle East, that's easier to do. In America and maybe Western culture, that isn't going to be as easy. So they have to beef up the police and state troopers in the states and so forth. But what's happening is you've got things like Occupy Marines that have joined this whole effort because they're tired of the tyranny. And so you're getting a lot of active and just recently discharged and older veterans involved, even including the militia, which has just got everybody, you know, they're just sitting there going, what? And that's kind of where we have to stop the way we've been potty trained all our life to think. I mean, we grew up with red versus blue. The Cardinals fighting the Blue Jays in a football game. There's a winner. There's a loser. It's basketball. It's baseball. There's car races. There's always this loser and winner. That's very much a program to brainwash the masses into really getting them to operate within a dialectic mode constantly. You either have or you have not. You know, that's not really how life is. There's these gray areas, and probably a bigger part of our life is the gray area. So when we start looking at how they're attacking us after they've fractured our brain in this program, it's really encouraging to see that, you know, that humanity is saying, whoa, something's wrong here. And everybody, no matter which side of the, quote, dialectic we thought we were on, we're all having the same problem. Well, that's pretty much a deal. When you have one thing happen, it might be coincidental. When you have two things happen, it looks like there's a pattern. When you have three things happen all at the same time, you actually have a program and agenda going on. And that's, to say the least, what we've got going on here is to
right.
Take us into.
But, you know, that brings us into a variety of different areas. One of the things that I'm very interested in is the head of Goldman Sachs. And what appears to be, in my view, not that this guy is an angel or anything, but what appears to be a sort of a setup where he's being taken down for so-called insider trading at a time and a place where really insider trading is kind of the name of the game going on over there. And, you know, in other words, what I'm going to be a little suspicious, a little cynical over here as to the bones that are being thrown at the Occupy Wall Street crowd to get them thinking that they're actually having some traction, and whether or not this is going in the direction that we would hope it would go, or whether it's going to be taken advantage of and go down a different road. And there's no doubt that there is dissatisfaction around around the planet, and that the sort of emperor's new clothes are definitely being exposed without exception. But I'm wondering what is going on in terms of getting these people who are finally hitting the streets now and where it's going to lead. Do you have any thoughts on that?
Oh, that's the I used to say $64,000 question. That's the $10 billion question. That's the main one, Carrie. You know, even after there is a peaceful revolution started, and let's say its goals were pretty explicit, even after that, it takes about a half a decade for that kind of group to stabilize their own regime. And then after that, here's what goes on. And it's, I think, probably already beginning, but we're still fighting the same face. So real shortly, we're going to see them trying to, well, co-opt anything that could come good out of it. Now, what we all have to think about is not right, left, and those kind of terms, but in liberty, freedom versus tyranny. Anything that's centrally controlled and abusive to our rights as just humans on this planet has historically been what's going on. That's what we've always revolted against, no matter what kind of other stuff was going on. But after revolutions get started, they will try to go in and make divisions within the revolutionaries and make them start to surface, and they'll start debates on taxation and state spending, corruption, foreign policy, the role of the military, power of the executives, you know, policies on religion and laws, practices, blah, blah, blah. They just get started on co-opting it by causing division. Now, do you see that? What's miraculous about this is the ground crews have gone, I mean, calling it an awake and aware, whoa, that kind of conference, that title's awesome. Here's the deal. You know, there are a lot of us, Carrie, that are already awake and aware before this ever came about. And I'm trying to tell people, we know who the bad guys are. We just need to help them understand, because we've been awake a lot longer than some of these that just came into the Occupy movement.
Right, and that is an interesting area as well, how we're going to have some bleed through between those who really know what's going on and the different levels, and just sort of the ones that are knee-jerk reacting at this time. We'll come right back after the commercial and get into this.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Run!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. It's simply your food. We are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Warning. Warning. American. Warning. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. American Freedom Radio is habit forming. Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Talking to Dr. John Waterman, and we are live on Revolution Radio and American Freedom Radio simultaneously tonight. And this is the first night back after my trip to India. So we're talking about the whole global economic situation and the Occupy Wall Street situation and all of that. Dr. Waterman, I wanted to ask you what you think about, I'm getting some inside view, I guess, right now, telling me that Greece is basically printing drachma. And what I understand is that the European Union and IMF have suspended aid to Greece until further notice. And let's see, we've got a Nobel Prize-winning mainstream economist warning of imminent banks runs in Europe and a bank collapse in Italy, followed by Italy printing the lira. So what do you think about all that?
What we're talking about is the threat to the central banking system. I mean, if they go broke, there's still going to be all those houses sitting there in Greece. Their land's not going to shrink up by 40%, you know. What really we're talking about is that the powers that are in control, the status quo, is worried that their little tool, this little soft war bullet they've got called money, is going to get out of it's not going to be usable against people. And so what's happening, and it's a very, it doesn't mean it's a good, easy, fun thing to do, and that's to have a transition, particularly in an environment of animosity, because there are casualties, and the people usually get the worst of it. They're the real people. I mean, the real people are the only ones that really feel it anyway. The central banks figure out a way around all the problems in the first place, but you know, right now they've already figured out their little, you know, escape boat. They don't have a life raft. They have a cruise liner. They're getting ready to get out of a little boat and get in a big one. The reason why Greece turned this all down, Carrie, is because, you know, a long, long time ago, and even Cliff High mentioned it, austerity means more than just the budget of the government. It's leaning on the people to make sure that the banks get their, well, profit.
Right.
And so, you want me to go through what they were going to try and make Greece people do, the Greek people do, before, real quick here, because that kind of will tell you why they said forget it.
I mean, I think that's actually kind of a brilliant move. I know some people are saying it's not a brilliant move from a politician's point of view and so on and so forth, but I thought it was actually quite a wise move on the part of the government of Greece, and quite unusual. What do you think about that?
Well, I do too. I think it is. Now, when you look at this country called Greece, really it has nothing much to do with the United States, but it's kind of a domino effect of who owes who. And then it's not in the national debts or currencies, it's in the euro. They've cut these deals. Now, if you remember a long time ago, Margaret Thatcher really put up a really vicious fight against even letting Britain get into the euro. And she just didn't trust anybody, at least that's what we were hearing. But in the meantime, it doesn't really have much direct effect on us. It's what Greece affects with the next big guy and the next bigger, country goes into problems, and then that one affects the next biggest one. Of course, we're going to be the last one in the block. But that doesn't mean that we don't have the same thing that they'd love to try and do there to here. What they wanted to do, let me just give you some of these. It'll kind of give you an idea how this was going for. What the central banks were demanding on the people of Greece, they wanted to lower the tax threshold, how much they could get without being taxed, from 12,000 euros to 5,000. So it was like a 65% drop in tax-free money. Now, taxes in those countries are considerably different than here, too. They also raised the retirement age from 61 to 65. Now, that's not bad. I mean, you know. But they were going to add a value-added tax of 23%. They were going to raise property taxes. Now, this is really one that everybody's going to get hit on that is going to surprise everybody, but it's going to come to America, and that's that their monthly pensions of, and we could just say $1,000. It's actually in euros, 1,000 euros. But they were going to cut it by 20%. Now, that's not all. If you were under 55, anybody that then moves into getting retirement when they have time, when they get it, which will be 10 years later, right now, anybody under 55 right now was automatically going to lose 40% of their money for retirement. Now, this is just the start. Wages were going to be cut 20%. State-owned enterprises were going to have theirs cut by 30. They were going to put a cap on the wages for everybody. They were going to let go 30,000 civil servants. Now, we got to think, 30,000 there is not 30,000 here. That's a lot of people, They were cutting all the contracts for public sector, and that's, understandable. Here's one, though. 1 in 10 civil servants would be not, let me back up and say it this way. Out of all the people that are retiring, for every 10 that retire, they're only going to replace one for those 10. And then there was going to be new levies on household incomes of 5%. And the list goes on, Kerry, and the people are going, well, why don't you just shoot me? I mean, what do we have? What do we have to lose when we just say, drop dead no? So that's what's going on. And I think we kind of fail to understand it. This common thing that brings all of us together, no matter which party you're in, or if you vote or not vote, whether you're bohemian or you know, you're live in a, I used to say, funeral home atmosphere. No matter what your color is, no matter what your religion is, in America, what is that one thing everybody puts in their pocket that's pretty much the same? It's this thing called the money. So that common problem is how they controlled everybody. No matter what they could, they didn't care what anybody believes. They could still make money on you. Or what, you know, anything else beyond that they didn't care about. But as long as they had power over you through the money system. Now, here's the deal. They're getting ready to scrap the U.S. dollar. If your fortune is in U.S. dollars, it's time to put it in something like dirt or a farm or, you know, even if you're not a farmer. You know, buy something. Make it substance real, you know. And then be prepared to pay the taxes ahead of time for about 3 years while we go through this. It's going to take about, Kerry, it takes about a half a decade after a major soft war revolution for things to settle down. So we've got 3 to 5 years before the end of it is settled, and we haven't even but started the soft war revolution. It's just starting.
Yeah, I agree with you there. But I have to say again, I think some of this is orchestrated. What I'm not sure about is where it leads with regard to, for example, Europe and Greece. And if they don't go down this more traditional line, if they do start printing their own money as what appears to be what they have in mind, is that the solution for Europe? And is that what, for example, the Rothschilds want to see? I'm also getting some rumblings that the Rothschilds themselves are having some problems. And that may be just a, you know, a crowd control problem. I don't know also where we're going with, for example, a place like Egypt that went through a revolution and is kind of now, again, in kind of a holding pattern from what I understand, and is back in the hands of the military anyway, and what that means for Egypt. I'm not sure if there's a substantive change. In other words, I do remember a paper that was written quite a while ago, and I forget the name of it, but it was circulated around in the powers that be, the offices of the powers that be, talking about a progressive revolution that they wanted to see in the Middle East, and it would go country by country. And sure enough, that's what's happening. Now, what is the end goal? And obviously, it seems like the no-brainer is a new world order, as that is what has been publicized over and over again. But
well,
is
exactly
this the way to go about it? Is this the way to go about it? Is, in other words, what are they doing? Because I want to believe that the people hold, you know, hold some kind of a substantial card in what they are doing. In other words, that they aren't just reacting predictably under these circumstances.
Well, Kerry, there is no doubt that intelligence agencies are manipulating this as much as possible. There are those of There are those of us that have not trusted the CIA for a long time, and particularly military intelligence people. Now, a lot of those people are bad, but there's a lot of white hats in military intelligence. And they have notoriously been at odds with the CIA because, see, the CIA is out of the country, so is the military primarily out of the country. There's three levels of military. You have the standing army, which are all out of the mostly out of the states, and some bases, though they're based. You have the National Guard and the militias. But generally speaking, it's the military intelligence that's actually out there going, if they're the good guys. And there was a lot of white hats. There still are maybe a few out there. But by and large, the CIA is very entrenched in this whole global movement. Now, I can tell you that it wasn't necessarily from the start. 2 months before the folks did their first September Occupy, there was a meeting. They had this kind of a general assembly, and it kind of came from activists that were ground crew people that probably had some kind of, you know, political persuasion or maybe some kind of philosophy. We all do. But who was in that meeting was Iceland, Portugal, Greece, Japan. Believe it or not, Japan was in it. But it all kind of got kicked off by a group called that was out of Canada called Adbusters. Now, Adbusters is a magazine that is really kind of a – it's a very countercultural magazine, very graphic in nature, very artsy-like. But anyway, they kind of helped organize a meeting on a national level. And when you hear the countries – well, of course, the U.S., Canada were in it, but Greece, Japan, which is having its struggle because of Fukushima – and Portugal, and all these were meeting together to say, what can we do? Then a month later, in the States, over here in New York, they had their first occupation. Now, that was before September 17th, and this one happened. And what it was called was an occupation of an area in New York they called Bloombergville. Now, Bloombergville was this first occupation that they had maybe, oh, I don't know, 300 maybe show up. And why they were actually there and what they were really protesting there was the homeless. Because guess what? The economy's bad. And guess what's happened? Middle class has gotten dumped into shabbier homes and so forth. And the ones that could barely hold on to shabbier homes probably ended up homeless. And our homeless population is going through the roof, particularly in the urban settings, and they were protesting it. Now, here's where it gets kind of interesting, and it's important for us to know this other next event occurred. And they had some meetings from people that approached them at that occupation a month before September the 17th, and they happened to be some unions. They were nurses' unions and so forth. Now, I'm not pro- or for unions. I'm not pro or for corporations. I can be really, honestly, I can be very neutral and unbiased about them, because both of these are just groups of people that are trying to get some agenda done, and some of them can stay okay, but after a while, a lot of times, all of it begins to be corrupt. I mean, if corporations had morally done the right thing by giving people fair wages and not putting kids to work and so forth, unions would never have taken hold. But whenever there's a corruption of something, people finally just pop and they don't take it anymore. Well, of course, over the ages, the unions got compromised, and so...
Okay. Well, I appreciate...
That came in.
Okay. We are going to go to commercial right now. Dr. Waterman, we'll be right back and continue
sure.
this discussion. Thank you.
Don't leave me. Look around. Choose your own ground.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we, the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride Flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride Flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
You raise up your head and you ask, is this where it is? Then somebody points to you and says, it's his. And you say, what's mine? And somebody else says, well, what is? And you say, oh my God, am I here all alone? But something is happening and you don't know what it is. Do you, Mr. Jones? You hand in your ticket.
Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to Dr. John Waterman. We are live on American Freedom Radio and also broadcasting over Revolution Radio this evening. And Dr. Waterman, I know you were giving us something of an overview in this whole thing that's happening in terms of how it started. And I actually want to take you back there to where you were talking about Iceland, et cetera, because I think you also have to talk about how Iceland was taken down, and that that was really sort of part and parcel of the current plot that's going on Wall Street, et cetera, et cetera. So whereas, yes, they got together, and yes, that these smaller countries such as Portugal, et cetera, I believe even Ireland was in there at some point and still is trying to sort of reject the easy out, if you will. But I'm not sure that, in other words, I guess what I'm getting at here is that this global disturbance around the world happening in the economic system is also being mirrored in, for example, the volcanism that we're getting around the planet, as yes. well as in a myriad of other, for example, while I was in India, I guess the 7 billionth baby was born on the planet. So 7 billion people.
Oh my.
And that in 13 years, we will add another billion, I believe they said, which just boggles the mind. I don't know that that is true, but that's I was listening to some news shows, BBC, etc., during that time. And what I'm getting at here at bringing up the population issue is that we've got something going on here where you've got a huge system in which a lot of things are kind of blowing out simultaneously, and a program that says that some of the people running the system who have been in control, who may be looking as though they're losing control. I know that the White Hats, for example, have been publishing a recent report talking about certainly that Bush Sr. is losing it and saying he has dementia or Alzheimer's, et cetera. But there are plenty of sort of people behind the scenes that are also working to orchestrate things in a certain direction, and we're actually headed towards 2012 very rapidly. Now, I note that October 28th came and went, and several other dates have come and gone in which very dire predictions were made, and those things have not happened. So it's a crazy time we're going through right now. I can't say that just because something didn't happen yet, it's not going to happen. I know that Cliff High is also talking about 11/9 as being a time when they may take down the net temporarily, I assume, and do this FEMA test. I know that Richard Hoagland was emphasizing that FEMA test as being sort of a red flag for what might be going on with regard to Elenin, and I don't even know if any of that is pertinent at this time. But I'm just kind of throwing a few things in the mix here to get your response.
Well, on that one, on the 11/9 thing, I think really a lot of people jump on the 11/9 bandwagon and say, you know, all kinds of things. But it's definitely a test to see how successful they are completely shutting down all FCC-controlled communications. They don't really know how successful they are. You might think that it's a really easy thing, but they have these, they used to call them emergency broadcast systems. They're not called that anymore. But they are emergency broadcasts. But they really were supposed to have the FCC come in radio stations and so forth, check to make sure it's done in local locations where those tests were going, was supposed to be tested by, you know, the corporations that run them. But there's really never been a united, nationwide, complete, utter control of everything test all at once done. And I think that probably is not just the day something's going to happen. I think that's more of a harbinger of what's coming, because if they can do that, what does that mean? You know, that's more important. And I think that's really where we ought to, you know, be looking right now is, you know, what does all this mean? I mean, I know of a former Russian dissident. He's in the UK right now. His name's Vladimir Bukovsky. Now, he's about 63 years old. He's older than I am. But he's warning everybody that the EU is headed for an old style Soviet Union style takeover of Europe right now, and that's why he's recommending to get out of it. Now, when you
well,
were
actually that coincides. Sorry to interrupt with the I think it's called the Billy Meyer prophecies. Don't know if it's called the Hennick prophecies or what, but they predicted that Soviet Union would be in charge of Europe at a certain point.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing. But, you know, all of this depends on where you're at. Like, when we look at Egypt, or even here lately, Libya, and we compare it to, say, Iceland. You wanted to talk about Iceland and those two, but we're talking about two different kinds of cultures. How they end up working out for the powers that be as far as manipulation, yes, all of this that we see going on is very much from in the hands of a lot of the tool masters of the CIA, the intelligence communities from the United States is all over this stuff, working with unions and so forth. The bottom line, though, is how successful they are depends on where they're at. I mean, it wasn't anything at all for them to institute a central banking system connected to all of them in Libya, but they tried that in Iceland, and of course, they went through a pretty up-and-down fight with that whole system. They didn't want to be, you know, thrown into it, and eventually, I think, for their own good, they eventually, you know, swallowed the hard pill, but Iceland has ended up, I think, on top. They're more free from what they could have been had they gone ahead and gone the route that they were being told to go. You know what I mean? But it kind of depends on where you're at. You know, different cultures have different kinds of personalities, just like some people are easier to brainwash than others.
Yeah.
So, and I think, you know, the United States is just one of them, you know. There's a lot of independent thinking. Now, I'm going to say this before I even forget this, Carrie. You know, aware and awake people that have seen this for maybe, you know, I've been at this 3 decades. We knew it was coming. Folks, we're right here. Everything in the big picture, Carrie, is changing, and we see that. We see the Earth changes. We have cosmic changes. We have geopolitical changes. And I think it's very symptomatic and predicted very accurately from a lot of the, you know, Pisces to Aquarius, age of Aquarius. I think there's something that has to be said about that. But if we don't engage, Carrie, in this Occupy movement, this is my opinion. If we don't get involved, it might get taken down the right path. And those of us, Carrie, that are awake and aware, there's enough of us that we could go in and make this not get hijacked by the bad people and take a route that we know it needs to go. It's possible, but we can't just watch. We've got to participate. Now, I've been doing that. We've on one of my broadcasts, our group, the 15th, they said,
sorry, you're just breaking up here, and I don't know if everyone heard you over the air, but I assume they did. Could you just repeat that last line? Because I thought it was quite interesting what you were talking about as far as getting involved, and you said you had done some kind of broadcast.
Yes, I'd done a broadcast, and I brought Anonymous on and several of the other European Occupy groups, but I had one of the fellows that was the main media contact for the group Anonymous. Now, it's kind of an organic thing. There's no, like, big head or nothing. But some are just taking upon them the responsibility to reach out to media because they've got a talent there. So I got he was on air with me. And here's what he said. If you hear anything about the government saying that Anonymous took down Wall Street on October the 15th, don't believe it because we don't plan on doing it. So, you know, so there is a lot of stuff that, you know, we're not going to hear until we get onto American Freedom Radio or Whistleblower Radio or any of that.
Okay, and with that in mind, I guess we're going to go to, we're at the top of the hour. I can't believe we already did 1 hour with this show. That's amazing. We'll be right back with Dr. John Waterman on the second hour.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeley water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are.
We are.
American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we are back for the second hour with Dr. John Waterman talking about Occupy Wall Street and the economic situation around the world, as well as some of the other things going on simultaneously, such as volcanism, earth changes, 2012 coming around the corner, and the potential really for world war as well. Because this is another ace in the hole that they always usually, at least the United States government, the military-industrial complex has fallen back on, and that would include, I guess you might say, NATO and so on. Whenever they get into a tight squeeze economically, they do this expansionist type of a war. And indeed, that is happening. Some people see the war in Libya, for example, as a war for liberation. Others see it as a takeover, an invasion by the U.S. And other sort of forces that the U.S. is maybe gathering together to steal the funds, to steal the water of Libya, and so on. And then I want to ask where China stands in this sort of the scene that's going down in terms of this, even in Occupy Wall Street, et cetera, is China benefiting by some of the situations going on? And there's an article that was just in CNN talking about how China would play a key role in the European Union rescue. That was the plan anyway. Now, whether it's been derailed, I don't know. But what are you thinking about that, Dr. Waterman?
Well, China has been playing a tug-and-war game with the central banks for a long time, as the central banks are posturing for this global takeover. And I think China is hoping that they get the upper hand on this, and so that's why they're playing footsies with the central banks. But if they were to think that they would lose that battle, I think they would cut some deals and cooperate with the central banks if they were given the opportunity to be. Well, their goal is to make the yuan the reserve currency of the world in the central banks, which is a very big, powerful base of operations. Where they're standing with regards to the euro bailout is the destination for the central bankers to make the most money from this kind of operation, this Ponzi scheme they've got of banking, is in China. Now, they could do it in India because of the number of people there too, not quite as many as there is in China. But see, the reason why China is attractive is because it's a very top-down, centralized, government-controlled environment, and they can help reward the regime in control a lot easier there than they can India. India doesn't have as much dictatorial control over its people. So they've chosen China as their destination to control the world, hand in hand, knowing that their plans are to be getting the upper hand over China. But China's going to be soon, so to speak, the little golden boy that they're going to allow to take a lion's share of this for their own greedy needs. Now, it's not going to happen, really not going to help the poverty levels in China, although the largest middle class of people growing is China. But, you know, there's this ridiculous thing where they just reinvest to keep their GDP up. They reinvest in buildings, and there's nobody in them. They won't let anybody in.
Right.
So, it's really interesting. You know, NATO or the U.S., they can occupy a foreign nation. You know, they can kill millions of civilians. But these unarmed civilians, they can't occupy a public space in their own country without being shot at. I mean, you know, this is ridiculous. You know, Obama wanted change, but let me tell you something. With the help of the awake and aware people, we can make some changes, but they're not going to be what Obama and his puppet masters have in mind. I think it's possible, Kerry. Don't underestimate. See, the power of dialogue is so important that even the militias are talking to Occupy right now. They're working together. In Dallas at the Occupy event, there was militia right alongside of Occupy for two different reasons, but they had a common enemy. It's very interesting how all the dialectics that they put in place for decades has fallen apart. But what we have to be doing, though, is, you know, we've got, I think, Kerry, with the listeners of Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and many other venues like this, and yours is, you know, huge. If those people, now that they have learned what they have learned, would take that knowledge and get involved, how much more caution and wisdom they could offer some of these folks as they try and progress through what they're wanting changed. And, you know, some of these are just thinking on the go, and we could help them not make some horrible mistakes that would put us in a worse situation than we are now.
Okay, well, along those lines, and you know, I do want to allow people to ask some questions here, so I'm going to endeavor to pull up the actual call-in line as well, and I know a few people are typing some questions into the chat, specifically, some different directions. But before we go there, okay, let's say that we have these people and they have occupied these various areas, and we don't want things to go sort of south or to be the people on the ground to be used in efforts that are facilitating an agenda that's a dark agenda. And this is really the key, because there's no doubt that having people, let's say, I know average people might not be the correct terminology for people that simply aren't the led to typical Camelot viewer. What I'm talking about is someone that follows more of a mainstream paradigm. What you have now are those people who seem to be waking up, who seem to be occupying Wall Street and other places, and where they're really being hit is in terms of their homes being repossessed, etc. So in some ways, this is their awakening, right?
That's right.
What is it that you would want to suggest to those people that would give them and give their sort of revolution on the ground, so that it isn't just a repeat of, you know, meet the new boss, same as the old boss kind of thing?
The main thing is to go into it with some kind of basic principles rather than some kind of agenda. And the principles are, every time some kind of opinion or philosophy or agenda is getting ready to, well, be pushed, always ask the question, does it give me more liberty and freedom, or is it more control? And if we answer that question with our guts and our hearts, with all that we know that's, you know, diabolical, especially by the awakened aware people, we're going to end up being able to navigate through whatever it is. Now, those are, you know, there's certain things we could talk about, you know, all the little nitty-gritty topics, but as a principle to guide our direction through all these, we just have to ask the question, is this going to give us more freedom and more liberty? Now, we may not know that answer, Carrie, and that's where we have to go dialogue with people that do. Maybe that, well, that think they do and they have two opposite opinions. So we just have to try to figure out who that best, who's got the best answer. Be very, I think this is why it's so important for people that are awake and aware, use their gut. They're very, can be very sensitive to some kind of shenanigan going on and follow that. And there's how you can start moving in directions that I think are better. You know, what's going to happen is as I'm hearing it is they're going to go through a foreclosure process that's going to be just ferocious. And then they're going to hit retirement funds just like they've asked from Greece, and that's here in America. When you see those two having, well, the foreclosures having slowed down, yet to start peaking, by the way, but when they start hitting, after all that hits and they've gone through this heavy foreclosure, ferocious time period, and retirement funds have been raided, your 401ks and so forth, that's at about the time that the next big phase of operation is, and that's to make this new monetary system, and everybody's going to be holding the wrong kind of paper, and it isn't going to be worth much, but that's kind of way down the road.
I think that you have a system, and I forget what you call it, but it's a monetary system that's already sort of in a back channel way operational, and it has to some degree to do with barter. And I know that there are many people beginning to kind of, they're not falling off the grid exactly, but they are beginning to create background economies that are based more on communities and also on helping each other out and sort of a common trading among them to also trade in skill sets, so that these are the kinds of things that are people have been doing for some time now and maybe becoming more and more popular as we move into this. In other words, occupying the streets and getting out on the streets, I think, is valuable, but I'm not sure how far it goes. I do believe that in order to change the paradigm of what we've got going on here, people do need to demand a completely different system rather than just to fix the system they've got.
Yeah, I think what I mean by getting involved with them wasn't standing next to him and hollering at the guy across the, you know, the barricade with them. That's not what I meant. I think what I meant was knowing what's going to help make changes and actually going in, and your target is actually the Occupy people and the people participating themselves. In 2000, and my goodness, it's been, what, 2008, I think it was, I was at what was called the Pawpaw Festival as a People Against Poverty and Apathy. There was about, 750 of these people, bigger than their first one, not as big as their second Occupy. Here they are all in their tents with their composting toilets way out in the farm and music going everywhere. I told them that we were going to have a financial clap, and that October things started going bad. What's going on is that there are all kinds of options for currencies and underground economies. On the technical side, we've got all kinds of opportunities. We've got Bitcoin and many other digital kinds of currencies, but they're not really operating at the level that gives you an opportunity to, you know, pay your rent or your car payment and so forth. Most of that is coming still through the regular monetary system. So here's the most important thing. Step one in getting ready for this is to move out of the big banks. Excuse me. Now, that's a goal and actually is one of the operations that we ought to be agreeing with. And that's November the 5th. The 5th of November, they're asking everybody to pull out of the big banks and go to your local banks. Now, some small banks have been managed poorly, so it's good to find out what your bank might be and what, you know, one you're thinking about from somebody that understands, you know, how solid somebody is. Some banks are better than others, even at the local level, but they're certainly not doing what Chase or Bank of America or any of those are doing. So move out, and the target for that is November the 1st.
Right.
The next thing is local currencies.
Okay.
We can move into local currencies and find those most often if you go to your local farmer's market and just start asking around. Most of the time, if there's a farmer's market, there's something like that going on. And start trying to engage at the local level with a different kind of trading system. Well, it's still going to mean when all this poop hits the fan, how are they going to put 350 million Americans out of their house? They can't do it. So, you know, just try not to be the first round of casualties and move your money out of the big banks, and then you won't get out of your house, not at least not as easily.
Okay, and what about this MF Global theft of customers' accounts? Where I've got someone writing to me who is a financial guy who really does know his stuff, at least that's the way it seemed in the past, and he's saying that apparently about $1 billion worth of customer accounts in the fall of MF Global. Have you heard anything about that, and what do you think about that? As in other words, could that be the tip of the iceberg in this regard, or where is that headed?
Well, I think even as big as it is, it's sizable. It is only the tip of this trillions and trillions of dollars of real fake money that, you know, is going to cause us a problem. The key is, if you have your wealth in anything that's on paper, it's going to be like a carrot on the chef's cutting board. They're going to slice a little bit off at a time, and pretty soon they're going to get to us or you.
Absolutely. Okay, we are coming up on another break, and we'll be right back. At that time, I'd like to take some questions and some calls from the listeners. So I'll be getting that phone number out to you as soon as we come back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Your daily dose of conspiracy and comedy is the Vinnie Eastwood Show. In a world so full of madness and chaos, don't lose your sense of humor or you'll go friggin' nuts. Weekdays 5 to 7 Central on American Freedom Radio.
Radio, and we are talking to Dr. John Waterman, and we are broadcasting live over American Freedom Radio as well as Revolution Radio this evening, talking about Occupy Wall Street and ways in which you can help. Let's see, Dr. Waterman, I've got a call-in line here, and I want to call it out for people. So the phone number, if you want to call in and ask some questions, is 402-237-2525. And I'll repeat that. It's 402-237-2525. And that is for people that want to call in. Hope I've got that right. It's a little faint here in my computer. The computer that I've got right here, I think I've got that right. So at any rate, I am back from India, and things are happening all around the world, just absolutely fast and furious. It's kind of amazing what is going on. And as we were saying just before the break, there are things going on as well with the situation with MF Global and so on, and I wanted to get your take on that particular situation, if you had anything to add to what's going on with MF Global and where that trend might be going.
Well, I imagine a two-hour broadcast on the blow-by-blow of MF Global alone could be one whole broadcast, but MF Global is the direct result of the euro collapse, or the collapse of Europe monetary system. And MF Global is a United State, is based in the U.S. So, and not only is that one of the, like, the first casualties, this just happened Monday, and like the, I think it's, what is it? Wow, what's that guy's? Zero Hedge had published, is that, you know, this is like one of the biggest bankruptcies in American history. So this isn't a small thing, and this is how we're being affected. And like I said, though, it was probably a result of a lot of things, but more than likely the expectations of what happens when somebody like Greece says no. and they, you know, what do they do? You know, so if people have invested paper and it sets within the control of these central banks, it's eventually going to crumble apart. And that's what actually is planned by the puppet masters, because what they want to do is collapse the actual title or ownership of things into their hands, so they have total control over maybe your house or your farm or your car or whatever. And that's the goal. But, you know, right, there's a kind of a little battle going on inside their little circles for who's going to be king on the hill of that pile. And so that's getting heated up, because they can actually see the end come. We see the end coming, and they actually know the end's coming. So they're starting to see who's going to knock each other off for King Kong, so to speak. I think that, you know, one of the things to look at is not to be getting too worried. Now, we had a question in the chat room, you know, where do you go? What about credit unions? Well, credit unions, in my opinion, are safer than banks. Now, are they safe? No, because you're still dealing in a monetary system that's eventually going to be bankrupted. You want to still, you know, here's how I, gosh, Kerry, the only thing I can say is you keep everything in cash that you need in order to pay your bills. You know, your house, your rent, your payment, your car, whatever, your gas, everything you have to, but everything you don't have to, don't be sitting on paper and don't be sitting on that kind of thing. Actually invest it. Now, that can be risky too. I mean, the other day there was actually a grain elevator that exploded. So, I mean, even owning something that's actually a commodity can be dangerous. But, hey, it's by and large much more safe than these paper instruments. And we're not even talking about derivatives or any of that, which people don't have a clue what they are, and it doesn't make any difference. In the world that we really live in, if we don't understand it, then we don't need it. It's just that simple. And so, you know, it really is coming down, and look, can we get philosophic for a second here, kind of out there a little bit? I think that what's happening is the fiat, fake, and faux world, anything, whether it be money or anything, false attitudes, fake, faking out your partner or any of that kind of thing that isn't real, is about destined for destruction here shortly. But it does not mean that it's going to be a smooth ride. We're going to have a rocky road. But what I think is getting rid of all the fake.
I want to say that I think that those are wise words. I do believe that we're into a time in which becoming authentic in all ways is really the name of the game, and that there's something I'm sure that an astrologer would point up to where the facade is showing through into the truth. And it's really the moment in time when the truth in all things becomes paramount, and people are going to have to set aside their facades and really live by the truth rather than just spout the truth. In other words, it's all one. So I think we're moving into that time. And I do think, though, that that it's very interesting, you know, coming from India and seeing the very rich living side by side, literally, with the poorest of the poor, mm-hmm. Is a very interesting experience. And we did stay at places that were fairly upscale and palatial, and yet we were walking among the streets and in the temples with the locals, passing this, you know, the most meager of, you know, in terms of income, people on the streets and so on a regular basis all around India. And that was very, very interesting. I think there's also a growing sense in the third world, you know, whatever you want to call that, in which they are now coming into their own. I have to say the energy in India is really fascinating. Delhi is growing in leaps and bounds, and it's not necessarily a good thing health-wise, because the pollution is, again, escalating, and people are coming in from the countryside as more and more and more. And this is true of Bombay, which is also called Mumbai at this time, and so on. And I was in both places. The thing that is so interesting, though, is that there is a sense of hope. It is not a sense of hopelessness in countries like that, where their populations are exploding and their incomes are obviously not following suit, although there has been an explosion in, say, India in terms of the high-tech industry and what it has afforded, sort of a growth of a middle class that India really didn't have in the past. I was there back in 1990, I think it was. So it's been about 20 years since I was there last. And I see a difference. I see a powerful energy out there and also a sense of, national character. So that in spite of what's happening to some of Western Europe and some of certainly the United States, possibly a few other countries, they're going downhill economically. The third world is rising, and you can see it everywhere. There's an energy, an excitement about it. So I don't think that everything that's happening right now is dark. I think that the Western world is going to have to start to look at life in some different ways and maybe approach that as well differently.
I think you're right. The reason why the third worlds are rising is the protectionism of certain more wealthy countries has dropped, but that didn't mean that they couldn't have gotten it. The problem that you see and carry in these underdeveloped countries, there isn't a middle class. There is a growing middle class now, but there isn't a middle class. Traditionally, you do have the very extremely wealthy with a 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 square foot living home they're living in, right next to the extreme person in poverty, and they can actually exist there. And it's from generation to generation that this has come about. But what amazes me is at least it gets to us here in America, to a person that's lived here. When you experience that there, it's almost too much to burden. And the reason why it's not changed is because those people that have that huge amount of wealth, they don't even see the poverty. They ignore it. Now there are some good people over there with it, but by and large, there's just so many out there that they know they couldn't help because they just don't have that much wealth, ends up causing them just to completely ignore them. They don't even think or even look at them or exist, they don't even exist to them psychologically, I mean. But what's really more important is protecting what has been acquired through hard work and not let it get stolen from people as we bring other nations in the world up. And you know what? I really don't think we have something, or it's necessary to really think in terms of having limits on things that we need. because they're really there, what controls all this is the distribution system, which, of course, the powers that be control. But I was going to ask you, Carrie, when you got back, you were in India. What was the pace like compared to here in the States? When you came back here, did you maybe sense a much faster pace? Did you come back to an America that is moving rapidly in the wrong direction? I mean, did you sense anything like that when you came back?
No. Actually, the pace of life seemed faster. If anything, seemed faster in India. I know that sounds crazy. You don't even, in the countryside, at least where I went, have that much sense anymore that it is kind of going by the wayside, and that people are just, even if they are living in farms and so on, they're headed to the cities with their goods. They are selling them. They are, in other words, the growth, the central theme seems to be growth. And where you have growth, you have energy. And where you have energy, you have a certain amount of optimism. And so that's what I saw. You know, maybe some people would see other things, but I really, the faces of the children, the excitement, the intelligence of the people, and the growing education systems, just this sort of aspirations that are coming to the fore, where maybe in the past they weren't progressing, there is a sense of progression there. And when I come back to the States, what I do see is more dissolution. What I see is destruction. What I see is sort of a grabbing to hold on to, as you said, keep what we have, but at whose expense, and that sort of thing. So I'm seeing a world where there's a redistribution of wealth and a rebalancing. And I think, and, you know, maybe this is going to sound a little too, I don't know, spiritual for the listener, but I would say that coming at the situation and what's going on in the States, I'm not sure that what's going on is going to be leading to battening down the hatches here in the States. I think that we are looking at becoming more fluid and less sort of holding less tightly to our wealth and our borders, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that there is going to be, continue to be more of an influx and less concentration on sort of us versus them. I think that we are in a time, if anything, when divisions are beginning to become more fluid and beginning to disappear. Borders and things like borders are always have been an illusion. And I, you know, maybe it's just the effect of India on the mind, but I really see a time a lot more like the time of the John Lennon song, you know, Imagine. I think that people need to also imagine in their own circumstances a different approach. I heard some people on the trip talking about how they were viewing their own circumstances differently. You know, places where they thought they had a lack of something or something wasn't really the same. They weren't feeling even a sense of impatience with life. I found myself becoming more and more patient the longer I was in India. I know it sounds bizarre, but all those people, all that energy, it's really something to behold. And I don't know. I think there's hope for the world. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. Only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
This is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, talking to Dr. John Waterman, and we are live on American Freedom Radio as well as Revolution Radio tonight, and we've got about 15 minutes left in the show. Where would you like to go from here, Dr. Waterman, because I know that there is just so much going on. Have you heard anything new in regard to where things may go in the very near future? In other words, are you hearing about, as I am, I'm not sure what you're hearing, but of troops that are gearing up, even some troops from other countries coming into our country, for example, preparations being made for something. What have you been hearing?
Well, I am hearing that the base of operation for many of these zones that have been given to the Chinese in our country are the base of operation for, well, the intelligence communities out of China. And it's suspicious because there's a few of us that think that probably it's also going to be the base of operation for a possible attack on America from Chinese troops. Now, as bizarre as that sounds, that is also a good reason for us to be thinking we don't have to worry about it, so we take our guard down. We have to remember, Carrie, that, you know, a while back here, the Chinese chief of staff or joint chiefs of staff guy, their main military leader in China, said, we want America. I mean, their goal is to take our land, our houses, and everything, take it all over. And so we're hearing quite a few rumblings about that. Now, I don't know what is going to be the response, but they're going to have their hands full just with the American public. It's so armed, you know. And so I think probably if they do anything at all, it's going to be after an economic collapse when everybody's preoccupied. And, you know, one of the things that I have to say about this whole mess is we have to leave, you know, these money systems that exist today, because they're based on a debt. They're based in debt. And we're not going to get anywhere if we continue to do this. There's no need to be in debt. Money should just be a commodity or a substance that is used to exchange energy. You know, what people need done or to do or get done can be represented in this object. And it doesn't mean that when somebody's given that object that they owe them more than the object actually was worth to start with, which is called debt. If you know, cost 7 cents to make this stupid piece of paper called a $100 bill, then we shouldn't but just, you know, divvy up the 7 cents. It shouldn't cost us $100. This debt-based system, this fake debt, this debt out of nowhere, this system, that's the primary core of all of this whole thing. And, you know, it's got to end. Now, before I forget, Carrie, and I want to talk to you about this thing you're mentioning, but on my website, The Waterman Files, in today, one of today's posts on my front page, is an audio interview of Arkosog Radio and Occupy Radio from Europe. And they have a bunch of Dutch interviews of all the Occupy locations going on. But I've edited those all out, and there's one of the callers in from one of the locations, and they had an interview in English. It just so happens to be one of the leaders from New York that started with this movement when it started. And if they go there, they're going to hear some really interesting things I don't think have been on any even alternative radio station here on the stateside. So I'm going to encourage them to go there and play that. They're going to get some music, then they're going to hear the interview. And I think that's probably something that will answer a lot of their – well, it's going to give them some insight about the guts of that group and where some of the leadership and what was going on. There was a lot of questions, and I think you're going to hear answers there that you haven't heard yet. But back to this other thing that you were talking about, Carrie, I think that, you know, when we're talking about China, when we're talking about all this – the military threat, we have to get over the fact that there are nations that actually would love to take over, not us people. Well, they'd love to be able to put us to work as a slave. But if we would just walk away from the land that we have and go to Mars or whatever, well, they'll take it, and they'll fight over this. This is probably one of the most lush continents on the entire planet, and it's the most productive. It has lots of agricultural development and base to it. So not that others can't be also. And okay. I think that's probably why China would actually want it. And there's no doubt in my mind they're here. There are troops.
Okay.
And Carrie, I don't know, a long time ago when we first met, we were talking about, at that point in time, what I saw in these underground bases. Remember that? Where I had actually gone underground, and I was brought into this underground facility, and there was this huge chain wall. Now, I can't say that the chains were from top to bottom of the floor only. They went from wall to wall, which was anchored in the rock, and from ceiling to floor, which was rock, and they kind of made a grid pattern of about a foot hole between each one of them. And these links in the chain were so heavy, I probably couldn't have picked up but one of them. But there they were. On the back side of it was this drab army green colored tarp. And the guy that was bringing me there happened to be a security guard. He pulled out his flashlight, took his knife out, ripped it back, pulled it open, and there behind the tarp were military vehicles that were not U.S. So I know that there is foreign equipment in this country sitting there ready to go. They were absolutely immaculate, but they were not American.
Okay, I do remember that story. And in fact, you know, Bill Ryan and myself were told a similar story by a whistleblower in another way, but very similar. So I'm sure that's probably quite accurate. At this point, though, I'm wondering, I guess you've heard about what Benjamin Fulford is writing on his blog about explosions going on in underground bases and some supposed takeovers of those bases. I wonder if you think those are accurate.
I think we could look to the web bot for some of the potential of accuracy. I don't know anything about whether they're accurate or not. What he's saying is accurate. It wouldn't surprise me if it was. The web bot's saying that we're going to hear after the fact about some alien presence in this country, in our United States, that the government had problems with. And so I think that, you know, it could be that we've got, you know, this cooperative effort that's been going on, we know, in the black ops with the, you know, the black ops operations in these secret places. There's no doubt all this technology is a lot of this advanced stuff that we don't even know about came from them. And here we are with a, you know, long, well, what, since the 40s or whenever, at least with this country, maybe even earlier, operation where they're supposedly engaged in some kind of agreement or trade or whatever. Well, you know, sometimes the odds are, you know, they call it, what do they call that? I can't remember. Eventually things don't go like they're planned. And it could have been that there was just a coup by the aliens to try and take over whatever or get loose or whatever, and it might have happened. I don't know, but I'm not beyond understanding the fact. Actually, Kerry, I don't believe. I'm highly informed of the fact there are aliens, and that happened to come from Frank. Now, this is the first time I've ever said this, Kerry. And Frank told me this. Now, Frank, who's Frank? Well, he was 45 years of counter-espionage in the military. He was my mentor. His father was the judge on the Nuremberg trials. He comes from a long lineage of people that are in the know, and that's what he told me. And he had lots of info about that and many other things. So I'm not in a situation where I have to believe. I've been told this. And now what could happen, you know, past that? Well, you know, anything goes. Who knows? Maybe they did have to blow up something. I don't know. But I do know that if we're playing with bad guy or aliens, and some of them have a dark agenda, we're putting this country, this planet, in jeopardy. And I think that probably some of the stuff that's predicted in the WebBot report is actually going to happen because of that and the fact that we know that there is aliens and that some of them aren't so good. So we're probably facing a time when some pretty bad stuff is going to happen. And, of course, here we are on this epic journey with this grandiose calendar of time in front of us where we do have some kind of comprehension of the big picture, which tells us, hey, the age is upon us, and hey, I think it's probably going to happen. I mean, we're going to have some big changes, and it's going to probably put some of us in the couch, you know, and talking to somebody. So we just have to be prepared and put our head around it now so we can operate when it happens and just be careful. We know that, first of all, Carrie, and I don't think I'm probably preaching to the choir, there's bad ones out there. They're not all good. There's bad guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And there are a multitude of agendas as well, which is, you know, at any rate, thank you so much, Dr. Waterman, for coming on the show at such short notice, as usual, saving the day in that regard. And I was very, very happy to be able to come back on the air this quickly after my return. Sorry we didn't get into details. We will address those details in my trip at a later date. We will be getting into all of these subjects and much, much more. I encourage people to stay tuned to my blog for more information. You want to give out your website and other pertinent details for some of those communities as well, Dr. Waterman?
You can get to all of them at thewatermanfiles.com. Just go there.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkeleyte water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkeley water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. BlueShield comes in three models, a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about BlueShield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the BlueShield banner. BlueShield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness,
pain and fear. Live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. Then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
No rules, no rules, no taboo topics,
no taboo topics,
no fear of doom,
no fear of doom.
We are
American Freedom Radio,
American Freedom Radio.